Hello, this is Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. So my question for today is, do you feel safe? Do you feel safe in your life? Do you feel safe with what's going on? Do you feel safe? See, many of us have had an experience in our life that have told us that we're not safe, that we're not safe in our world, we're not safe with the people around us, we're not safe with life. Maybe we're not safe with God. And yet, one of the most profound life-changing experiences is when you finally come back to feeling totally safe to be you. Safe to be exactly the way you are, to express who you are, to live your greatest life. Today, we're going to focus on creating a world where you're absolutely safe. So let's begin. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to feel the presence of God within you and all around you. And I want you to entertain the idea, I am safe. I am safe. I am safe right here, right now. I am safe. That the presence and power of God enfolds me, surrounds me, protects me, provides for me, and I am safe. I want you to create a world where you're absolutely safe. Where you can let go of the anxiety of the past, the fears, the worries, the upsets, and know that you're safe right where you are, right exactly the way you are, that you're safe. I am safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe to be me. I'm safe to express all that I am. I'm safe. Sometimes in our life, our sense of insecurity stems from generation upon generation who never really felt safe, and they pass that insecurity on to one generation after the next. And we weren't really sure why we felt insecure. But we know that we did. And everybody else around us felt insecure, so it seemed normal, it seemed regular, it seemed the way life is, to be anxious, to be afraid, to be insecure. Today I want you to change all of that. I want you to let go of the drama and the stories and the experiences that have told you that the world isn't safe. And I want you to actually create a world for yourself, for your friends, for your family, where you get to be profoundly safe. I am safe. I am safe. And safety often begins by forgiving all those people that have ever harmed us, that ever scared us, that ever told us that we weren't enough. Or that we couldn't trust ourselves. Today we just forgive everyone for everything. I forgive everyone that's ever made me feel unsafe. I forgive my family members, my friends, my teachers. I forgive anyone that's ever taught me to be afraid of life. I am safe. I am safe because God's got me. I am safe because the presence and power of God watches over me. I am safe because God is within me. And if God is within me, no one can stand against me. I create a world where I feel profoundly safe. I'm safe. I'm safe because God guides me and directs me. God shows me the way. And then I can respond to that guidance and that direction. I can stay in the flow of life. And when I am in the flow of life, I am profoundly safe. I am safe. I'm safe right where I am. I'm safe. And sometimes when they hear these words, I'm safe, there's such a place within us that begins to scream, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not safe. And I can't keep myself safe. I feel fearful and vulnerable, and I'm worried and upset. And today we begin to change the course of our life. We create a world where we are profoundly safe. We create a world where we are in the flow of life, where the presence and power of God that is within us and all around us guides us from one level of life to the next, and we are safe. We are in the flow of God. We are in the flow of good. I am safe. It's true, I'm safe, and so are you. That as we listen to the activity of God, as we allow God to guide us and direct us to higher and higher levels of good, I am safe. I'm safe. I'm safe right where I am. I am safe. I am safe. I am. I'm safe right where I am. I'm safe. I create a world. I create work and living and relationships. I create the finances. I create every aspect of my life to experience and express the full safety of God. I'm safe. I'm safe because I'm guided. I'm safe because I listen to the activity of God, that it moves me to one level of safety to the next. I live in a world where I am completely safe, where I am completely loved. I am safe. Feel that for a moment. Feel yourself being profoundly safe. You no longer have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to worry about what every event or situation. You have to no longer think things through, countless details, and plan and execute and worry. You just get to take a deep breath and just feel that you're safe right there, right where you are. You're safe. That you just dance with the Spirit because you're safe. You let the Spirit guide you because you're safe. You're safe to be big and bold and fabulous in every way. You're safe to be the greatest version of God that you can be. You're safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe right here, right now. I'm safe. I'm safe. I just feel that safety deep within my soul. I feel safe within my home. I feel safe within my relationships. I feel safe within my work. I feel safe within my finances. I feel safe with my future. I feel safe. I am safe. Right now, right where I am, I'm safe. Because God is my source. I'm safe. Take another deep breath. And just let the Spirit wash over you. Heal you completely. Release the pain and the upset of the past, for you are now safe, completely safe. So today we just rejoice, we give thanks. And we hold this prayer not only for ourselves, but for all people, that all people are saved today. All people are created in the image and likeness of God. All people are being guided and directed, that we create a world where every man, woman, and child is safe. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I see you just living today in a brand new way. Living the fullness of your safety, feeling the presence of God guiding you and directing you, and knowing from the depth of your being that you are safe today. God bless you, friend. Have a great week.